coming from behind and a good victory that, Darryl.
Yeah, really was. I thought first half we played particularly well, to be honest. First half, probably had 35 minutes of the first half. They've had 10 minutes of the first half. They've scored. We missed a couple of opportunities. Keeper's made a save. Second half was a little bit dull. Well, we didn't move the ball quick enough at times. But then we took the opportunity, Josh, and then we're on the front foot. And it's a great cross by Wes for winning it.
You thought it was a cross, did you?
No, I'm joking.
Something about...
I was having a laugh with the lads after. I said, great cross, Wes, well done, man. No. Right, nah, listen, we got Wes can be a match winner. We know the quality he possesses, and he's done that on a regular basis for us. With the ball, he's dangerous when he gets the ball at his feet. So, real great strike. But I thought we deserved the win, to be honest with you. I'm pretty honest in the assessment. I think we edged the game. I think, like most League Two games at the minute, there's not a lot in it. But we take massive positives. It's 21 points in 11 games now. Mm. You know, that's top three form in the last 11, and we've got to keep building on that and keep working away.
And from a home form perspective as well, back-to-back wins at the Banks, that's important.
Joking, aren't you? Yeah, listen, we've got to get our own fans going. I think you do that by winning football matches. Yeah, I played the most attacking team I could probably play today with the injuries and whatnot that we've got in the camp. And I thought the boys did everything that I asked of them on the front foot, albeit a little bit. We had probably a 20-minute spell in the second half where we were a little bit too predictable and the movement weren't as good and moving the ball wasn't as good as it should have been.
When you see Wes do that, that just shows how important it was that he signed on, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. But you want match winners in your team, obviously. And Wes possesses that at times, but he's got to do that shift without the ball, which I think he did well today as well. We moved the ball well at times, created overloads. And I think when he gets fronts people up, he's got a bit of magic in his boots to be able to find that. We've asked him to put goals to his game while we've been working away with him. Mark's doing a lot of work with him and my staff and making sure that them wide players not flaky. They become match winners and delivering crosses and shots.
In terms of like flickering into life in that second half, I thought your new man sort of gave a lot to that as well. Jack,
yes, but yeah, no, but let's not expect too much too early. I think you can see the positives that he'll bring. We've got to work on his fitness, but he's got a lovely left foot, lovely delivery, fine lavery with a great pass. And the most pleasing thing is he gave the ball away and he reacted positive, won the ball back as well. So it looks like we've got a good prospect in our hands, but a lot of work to work with him. Man,
these qualities that you so desire, resilience will be a big one of those, and the fact that you have bounced back to win this game is very important.
It is with a very youthful squad. We've got two 18, 19 year olds on the bench. You know, we've got a pretty young squad out there with the injuries we've got at the minute, but everyone's digging in and working hard for the football club, and that's what we've got to long make continue. We keep getting the players and moving them forward.
And you're back four. And well, I suppose throughout the team are showing a lot of flexibility at the moment.
Left back today, didn't I? Sadly,
yeah, I did.
And I thought he was excellent at left back. To be fair to him, so really pleased with that. I thought he used the ball very, very well. I think I've got a back line there out there today. Norman's come in and done very well in the games. To be fair, so massive credit for that. And I thought we were a bit sloppy at times, dropping off when we should have been on the front foot. And we got to get that out of a game. I thought we get allowed crosses in the box and people dropping off and not getting tight at times today. So there's always areas you can improve on, but the back line's held firm for majority of the game.
You're having to patch it up a lot at the moment, aren't you? Of course, it was Zach and Alfie that are out today. In terms of Alfie,
Zach's had an ongoing issue, to be honest with you. So he had a light session with a physio yesterday. Alfie. Been a little bit inconsistent in the last few games. I'm not on his case because I love the lad. I love his mentality, but he's only 18. He's still learning his trade. Sam Perry came in and I just edged towards Sam on the bench today. But we've got the future's bright with some of the youngsters, but they're gonna take a lot of work. And one thing I know with our fans is they'll give them ample time, younger boys that have come through the system to progress. They'll get behind them like they did today, and hopefully they get better and better as they get a little bit more experience.
Thank you, Darryl.
Just add one on top of that, Rory Gaffney as well.
Gaffney's had an ongoing Achilles injury for a while now. To be fair to him, he's been playing through it, but he's had an injection on it. So, Liam, sorry about your news rating. You can't write something that he's been left out because you'd have enjoyed that one because I know what you like. However, it's just an injection and we had to calm him down for a little bit, so sorry you don't get your headlines.
I'm never searching for those.
No. No, I know you don't. No, of course you don't.
With the flexibility that Tom mentioned, with Rory Holden in the middle today. Yeah, I thought he, particularly first half, had a good game.
I think Rory's done well for the last 6-7 weeks, to be honest. I think he's excellent. I think he's a technically very good player. I think I'd probably give him a disservice by thinking he could be a wide player early on. I think that's why the fans got on his case. But you can see the appreciation when he's coming round there. He's a good player. I like him. And fantastic attitude. Top of the training stats all the time. He's done well in the middle there.
I think that's open for me.
Yeah, just going to ask about Wes, having now signed the new deal. Is that, you know, a good indication of what the, you know, what the club means to him going forward? Because I think reports, you know, there were other.
Oh, I said to Wes, listen, I said, the, yeah, no, listen. Hey, I was a load that interested me when I was bloody that young. Do you know what I mean? interest. But I said to Wes, he's got home here. The fans like him. We're trying to build something. He's got loads of areas of his game that he needs to improve on. He appreciates that. He's a real good lad, quiet lad, but real good. Real good work ethic in training. So he's just one that we've got to keep working away with, and hopefully he can deliver more crosses like he did today.